Monday morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Ron Sutz. Freddie Kiger's here. Hey, oh, hey, oh, the gang's all here.
It is good.
Yeah.
It's good to be back. It's good to be around.
I'm trusting you. I put a great deal of trust in you every day to come up with some kind of stimulating trivia question.
Well, you are a kind man, and we have been doing this for over 10 years.
Mm-hmm. About 10 and a half, actually.
Gee, willikers.
Mm-hmm.
Many moons, yep. Kemosabe.
Exactly, and there are some people out there who know the answers to most of your questions.
Well, and guys, thanks for, like, when Ron and I are running around town talking about saying that you heard or you won or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
People talk to me about this stuff all the time.
Well, man, I know we got a couple of, like, regulars. I know, like, Dr. Gutierrez.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
One of his nurses, Pixie, and quite a few. Yeah, Pixie.
Stocking. Yeah.
Oh, I love her. Yeah. Those are good folks. But, I mean, there's some people who, like.
I ran into Mike Wilkinson lately. He
did
said
it hurt
tell you
when
hello.
You ran into him?
No, I didn't.
Wilkie.
But he told me to tell you hello.
Yep. Wilkie's a good man. Yeah. One of my former students who's the golf pro out at Findlay. Out at the new and renovated and improved Findlay Golf Course. What a nice facility. Mike does a fantastic job out there.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding.
Well, we're doing more questions about Chapel Hill since everybody can go down and reacquaint themselves with the students out of town before.
Kind of a quiet time right now.
Well, yeah. And so it's so kind of a nice little change. So we're doing a Chapel Hill question.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go, folks. The restaurant was down on Rosemary Street on the way to Carrboro.
Mm-hmm.
Clark owned it.
Clark.
And Mitzi and Carla were charter servers. The cuisine was Mexican, and it may well have been Chapel Hill's first Mexican restaurant. It opened in 1970. Name it.
I know some people who spent a lot of time there.
I spent a lot of time there. So this is a little biased or a little.
I don't think I spent as much time as you did there.
Oh, my gosh. I was a charter member, 1970. The restaurant was down on Rosemary Street on the way to Carrboro. Clark owned it, and Mitzi and Carla were charter servers, if you will. The cuisine, Mexican. And it may well have been Chapel Hill's first Mexican restaurant. Name the place.
I can see that logo right now.
It's a great logo.
Holding the mug.
Yeah.
That is a great place.
Are you looking for a great local deal? Have you checked out our local deal? What are you waiting for? It's as easy as 1, 2, and 3. 1, visit ourlocaldeal.com. 2, enter your email address. And 3, you'll start receiving great daily deals right into your inbox for great local businesses and services. So don't wait. Every day you wait is another great deal you've missed out on. Visit ourlocaldeal.com and sign up today.
There's no price like Half Price, and there's no deal like OurLocalDeal.com.
All right, Freddie Kiger in here doing a little reminiscing again this morning.
Yeah, we can do about a Bobby Freeman Beach Boys thing.
Old Chapel Hill.
Tijuana Fats.
Old Chapel Hill landmark.
Tijuana Fats. Yep.
And a great Mexican restaurant.
Oh, my gosh. I had so many. It was just the best place.
You had,
it was dark.
You had a lot of good times there.
It was cozy and.
Yeah.
Dave Hart was a bartender in there, and Herb was a bartender in there, and Clark and everybody would come out to visit. And
it was dark in there, wasn't
but
it?
But I loved it. I mean, there was no better place than fall and winter for a cozy little place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the food was good.
I loved the food.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Clark, the thing did so well, he had franchises in Greensboro and Winston and Wilmington
and
Blowing Rock.
Yeah, Blowing Rock lasted until not too long ago.
That's right, about a couple of 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
No more Tijuana Fats.
That's too bad.
But it was a great, great, great place. Thanks, Clark, and everybody who made so many of us feel at home.
Yeah. And thanks for bringing back the memories again this morning.
Well, it's been fun. I love doing these kind of questions. Yeah. But tomorrow we have to put them on the table or shelf because we're doing
rock and roll trivia.
You are correct, my friend.
I'll be ready for that.
All right. Be ready, folks. We'll see you tomorrow.